Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ron Cook is our good friend from The Fan and The Post-Gazette in the Steel City. He's back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Ronnie, how you doing?
I'm doing good tonight, Scotty. How about yourself, man?
Well, I've been better after I saw the Steelers. You know, I bet on the Seahawks yesterday, by the way. But I got to tell you that when I saw him, you know, jiggling that elbow and that hand, and he was standing out on the field, and you could tell there was something wrong with his arm. I thought, oh my God! And then after the game, they said it's his elbow, and then today they said surgery done for the year, and we started thinking, is this guy ever, like, at his age, do you think he'll ever come back and amount to a hill of beans? And he's talking big like he's going to come back and he still owes him, you know, the contract and he has a lot left. Are you buying any of that?
Oh, Scotty, I know him very well, and it's easy to say before you have to go through the rehab and everything else that you're going to come back. I have my doubts. I consider myself fortunate to have been able to watch him for 15 years. But my feeling is this is probably it for him. He has too much pride. He's too much of a competitor to come back at less than what he was. Who knows if Mason Rudolph, what if he plays well? I mean, Ben's not going to come back and be a backup. I don't see him going somewhere else. My guess is he is done here. I find it very sad. It's a sad day for me. But, you know, we'll see. I'm sure at this point he wants to come back. Nobody wants to go out like this. If I had to bet my, you know, I wish I was as successful as better as you are. You're rattling off some big-time numbers there. I would bet against him coming back. I just don't think at his age it's going to happen.
Do you think you had a great relationship with him. He did your show for years. Did they force him to stop doing the show because they're on a different station? Is that what that was all about, that they just made him do that?
Well, I mean, he took so much crap nationally from a lot of people who supported Antonio Brown in their little, feud that Antonio created. He called out Antonio one time on our show after the Denver game last year.
Right.
I thought there was a big overreaction. I think he defended Antonio a zillion times where Antonio would run the wrong route and Ben would throw an interception and he'd take the blame. Sure, they wanted him on the flagship station. I don't think there's any question. But I think Ben just felt like, you know what, they say I was a distraction. I'm not going to be a distraction this year. And he chose not to do it. He wasn't really doing one at all this season. So I miss talking to him every day. It was something every Tuesday. It was fun for us. It brought so much great information to the fan base because he'd basically tell you what was going on. And if people didn't like it, tough. I miss it. I wish he was still doing it.
Yeah, and let me ask you this question. Ron Cook with us, the great host from The Fan and writer from the Post-Gazette in Pittsburgh. He does it all in the Steel City. Tonight they traded for Fitzpatrick, and they gave up their first rounder for him next year. Now, what if they go 4-12, or they go 5-11, or whatever the hell it is, and then they have to give up that, and they get this great high pick, and they got to give it to the Dolphins so that they could go get Minka Fitzpatrick. Now, I know the guy's good and everything, but don't they have like serious problems now? Like, I mean, why would you go do that when you – what does it matter how bad their secondary is now when you have no quarterbacks? Like, do they really believe this guy's that good that they're still going to win 8-10 games?
Scotty, I was stunned when I heard the trade. I am not in favor of it all. As you said, you know, maybe Mason Rudolph will step in and they'll be great and
please.
They'll have a winning year. I think they were in trouble even if Ben was still going to be playing myself. I think they have more than issues at just one position in the secondary. They haven't been able to run the ball. They haven't committed to it. No matter what you think of Antonio Brown, and I know what you think of him,
right.
He's a great player, and they have not been able to, you know, they signed Dante Moncrief in the offseason. He's had 5 drops in 2 games.
He's terrible.
5 drops. He can't even get on the field. So other than Juju Smith-Schuster, the receivers are struggling. I don't think it's a real good team, even if Ben was healthy. I thought it was going to be. I thought the defense was going to be much better. It, you know, exposed by Brady, as it always is, even exposed by Russell Wilson in the second half yesterday. I am shocked at this trade. I really am. They don't give up number one draft choices. That's not their way of doing business. And I can't figure out why, especially after Ben gets hurt.
I don't understand either. Like, everybody, you know, you lose Bell. He's playing with the Jets now. They're getting their ass beat tonight. It doesn't matter if they had 5 Le'Veon Bells. So the bottom line is this. Everyone was so high on James Conner. And, you know, he got hurt last year, and now he's playing again, and he still looks – he just doesn't look good at all. Like, what – I mean, are people finding out now that he's not going to matter in the NFL? Because he does – I mean, he literally – that's not even the guy that everybody thinks. I mean, he's done nothing, and now he's hurt too, isn't he?
Well, his history is a lot of injuries, and that's what was the worry coming in. He was really good last year for 8, 10 games, whatever it was. He was every bit as good as Le'Veon was, at least as a running back, maybe not quite as an all-purpose back as a receiver.
But it didn't last.
He gets hurt. He gets hurt a lot. Now, they're saying this knee injury isn't that serious. We'll see if he plays this week in San Francisco. It's a great story. He's a kid from Erie, Pennsylvania. He played at Pitt.
Right.
Overcame cancer. He's a wonderful kid. It's a fabulous story. But is he a big-time running back? Well, if he stays healthy, he has a chance to show me, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
You can't even tell me that the way they look, because I actually thought that was a really good football game yesterday, to be honest with you. And then, but I have a hard time believing that they could even go to San Francisco this week and do anything except lose the way the Niners are playing.
Well, they don't play well on the West Coast anyway. I mean, they got to fly across the country. We all know their history in Oakland, including, you know, what they did there last year. They somehow managed to lose to the Raiders in one of the lowest moments of the Tomlin era. I'm not real optimistic of this week either. They do have issues in the secondary. This trade will help them this year, but is it worth a number one pick, especially if they don't really turn it around? I just don't see it. I'm sorry.
What is the plan? What in God's name, why did they go do this deal tonight for Fitzpatrick? I know the guy's good, but really, is that their problem? I haven't really noticed that. That was a few years ago when they got Hayden. Didn't that end that problem?
Well, no. I mean, they've had all kind of issues in the secondary. Hayden has not been healthy this year. They have a safety. Sean Davis is a free agent at the end of this year. He has not been healthy. It's more than just bringing in Hayden at one cornerback position. They gave him a big contract right before the start of the season. He's on the wrong side of 30. You ask me what their plan is? To be honest with you, Scotty, I have no idea after giving up this number one pick, because it is such an anti-Steeler move. Now, you can maybe argue, okay, they've had this great talent, and they've won 3 playoff games since 2010. Maybe the old Steeler way isn't the way to go. But I just don't see this. I'm sorry. I don't like it at all.
What do you think of the story now out today about Brown's problems escalating even further? Now a second woman you're talking about. It's not quite as vicious. The one is a situation you're talking about, 2, 3 sexual assaults allegedly, and then this one now, an artist saying that he walked in the room naked and kind of creeped up on her all naked and everything, that was doing a mural of him. But the story goes on and on about how much of a, at the end of the day, how much of a horrible person he is, and that he's like basically, in not so many words, he's a criminal. That's what he is. He's a criminal, and he does criminal acts, and he's had all kinds of bizarre behavior and stuff that's against the law, just one thing after the next. How long before we see this guy in jail and he's lost everything? Because I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I said the same thing too, Scotty. I read that latest story from Sports Illustrated. You know, is he going to be dead? Is he going to be in jail? I don't know how he's going to stay in the league here. I mean, the whole personal conduct code for these players, I guess the one woman that accused him was supposed to meet today, I believe, with the NFL. We'll see where that goes. I mean, these things are so hard to tell what really happened. He said, she said. But it's just so – it's one thing after another with Antonio, and he's been enabled all along here. Mike Tomlin enabled him, Art Rooney II, Kevin Colbert, they all enabled him because they – you know, he's a star. He's the best receiver I've ever seen here, Scotty. And, I mean, I watched
right.
Tuan and Stallworth play. This guy is better. He's a great talent.
Right.
When you have great talent, you always get more leeway. But eventually it gets to the point where you say, we can't win with this guy. Nobody can win with this guy. And I think we've hit that way with Antonio. I was shocked that Belichick brought him to New England. I'll be shocked if it works out well there.
Last but not least, Terry Bradshaw did an interview in the Pittsburgh papers saying what he thought of him. Boy, he lit him up too.
Yeah, I mean, again, this guy is all about himself. He doesn't believe that rules apply to him. He's about his numbers. To me, he's always been a guy that if he gets 10 catches and a loss, he's happier than if he gets 3 catches and a win, because it has to be all about him. Again, I'm not going to minimize a talent that he is, because he's a tremendous player. But I think a bad person, and somewhere along the line he changed, because he wasn't always that way. Came in as a 6th-round draft choice. He was a self-made man. He made himself into this star. But whether it was the money, the fame, whatever, to me it's just not worth it. And I just don't see him lasting in New England with Belichick. I don't.
I got a minute, respectfully. Let me ask you this, too, an overtime question. They shut down Archer. Thank God I don't have to watch him pitch anymore. And are the Penguins going to be any good this year?
Well, anytime you got Sid Crosby, you got a chance. And I know they were swept out in the first round, as you well know, by the Islanders last year. Very disappointed. Malkin was horrible last year. I don't think he's going to be horrible again. Letang was horrible in the playoffs. He had a great year, but he was horrible in the playoffs. I think their stars are going to play really well. I like Matt Murray as a goaltender. I think they have a chance to be really good this year. I, Scotty, you know as well as I do, never bet against Sidney Crosby. I'm giving you the ultimate gambler advice there. Never bet against Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have a good year.
All right, I hope so. They lost to the Sabres tonight in overtime. I think it was the preseason opener. One of the great atrocities in all of sports is NHL preseason. Ron, always a pleasure. Great stuff tonight on the Steelers. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always.
Hey. Scotty, anytime. You know it, my friend.
See All right, there he is, my guy Ron Cook from the Post-Gazette in Pittsburgh, and of course, the Fan in the Steel City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.